I'm going off on a slight tangent about these blooming builders. They were outside the other day. I had my little boy. He was asleep, but I still had him. They were effing and jeffing like nobody's business. I couldn't believe it. I don't mind a little bit of swearing when it's appropriate, but not that loudly in the street. And I told them off. And I got a filthy look from one of them, as if to say, how dare you? Now, yesterday we mentioned the problems on the O2 network. And O2 now says that all of its mobile phone network should be working properly. The company has begun looking at compensating the thousands of customers whose phones stop working. Phil Dave is a technology expert from Hertfordshire. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay now that I've got my phone back. What on earth happened?
Well, it's a bit unclear, really, but according to several sources, it would appear that O2 had a problem with the software that registers your an O2 customer's phone on their network. And so that means that when you make a call, your phone is telling O2 that you are a registered user, and O2 checks it against their database that says, yes, you are indeed a registered user. So that is where the problem was. And as a result of this registration system crashing, that's what caused so many thousands of people not to be able to make phone calls. Consequently, customers up and down the country couldn't use their phones. And this is quite key, because that's what tells us that this was nothing to do with any masts, because that's geographical.
Mm.
But because it was up and down the country, that implies that it had to be something central, and the nervous system that controls the registered users is the obvious thing that must have gone wrong. Well, O2 haven't actually made it clear.
Right, OK, so they're investigating it now, and I'm assuming they'll at some point they'll let us know. It took a long time to resolve, didn't it, Phil?
Well, yes and no. I mean, if you think about it, the fault was, as I say, the central nervous system. It's what's called their HLR system. That stands for home location register.
Yes.
And putting that into English, that is just literally the database that has the list of registered users on it. So when you think of it like that, then it hasn't been that bad. It was only really drawn to attention Wednesday evening. That's when it really started coming to light. And Friday morning, here we are, problem solved.
Phil, you're being very generous. We had callers yesterday who have, like, small businesses and stuff. And, yeah, I couldn't text my wife for a few hours. That wasn't so bad. But there were businesses that were struggling. maybe it was a bonus, Phil, to be honest. But there were businesses that were struggling because they're reliant on their phones.
This is true. I mean, I dare say that it was obviously a case of that businesses do rely on O2 phones. And of course, if they couldn't make calls, then yes, there would have been something in the way of a loss of income. And obviously, it's right that O2 are now looking to compensate those people. But I would point it this way. It was only ever in O2's best interest to get this turned around as quickly as possible. Because let's face it, for however much money you as an individual was losing as your phone wasn't working, O2 was losing that times hundreds of thousands.
And as angry as I was with O2, there was a fantastic thing, I think it was on the Guardian website yesterday, of some of their replies on Twitter to the abuse. Did you see those?
Do you know I didn't?
Oh, it's worth having a look. The example they gave was a tweet, and I can't say it on the air, but I'm gonna bleep it. Although I can't even bleep it, it's too rude. It was basically suggesting that O2 go and do something very, very rude to themselves. And O2, fair play to them, replied back, thanks for the suggestion. We're a little bit busy at the moment trying to fix this. We'll consider it later on. And I thought that won me over slightly, their sense of humour about it.
I can't help but think that maybe that came from one of those builders that we were referring to earlier.
I think it may have done. Phil, thank you very much. Phil Dave is a technology expert from Hertfordshire. You can let us know if the O2 thing affected you.